I've just got off the phone literally seconds ago. was able to reach Ed Seselger just to congratulate him, and I've also congratulated Kate Lundy. Both of them, I'm now pretty certain, will be elected when the polls are completed. The counting's completed on Tuesday, and I wanted to wish them all the best for the next few years. It's been an amazing journey these last 12 months, and I've been so grateful for the opportunity and so humbled by the process of running for Parliament.
Why have you decided to do this today and not wait till Tuesday?
Well, I think that Zed in particular, Kate obviously has certainty, but Zed should be given every opportunity and as much time as possible to put together his office and start the work of advocating for Canberra's families, in particular start the work of speaking with Tony Abbott about Tony Abbott's job cuts and the Liberal Party's job cuts. I'm very hopeful that Zed will play a positive role in promoting our community in the federal parliament, and I think now's the time to give him every opportunity to be successful in that, because we need him to be. Now's the time to put partisan politics aside and to wish him all the best in that endeavour.
Now, we have got a call in to Zed Seselger, but you got the call in first, and it came through literally as I was starting to talk this afternoon. You've just spoken to him. What can you say? Tell us about that conversation.
He appreciated the call. He spoke about the fact that he and his team felt that our on-the-ground effort in particular, he mentioned, was second to none that he's ever seen here, and congratulated me and the team on that effort. Obviously, we're very proud of the fact that we fought hard. We're very proud of the fact that we focused on the Liberal Party and trying to beat that seat, trying to win that seat. And the results are very positive, despite the fact that we haven't gotten over the line. We have held the Liberals below quota, or Zed Seselger in particular below quota, while the rest of the country has seen the Liberal Party rise to buck the national
trend. Did Zed acknowledge that to you then? Did Senator-elect Seselger?
We've only had a brief conversation, so no. But the numbers speak for themselves as to the success of community organising, grassroots campaigning. I'm so grateful to the just over 1,000 volunteers who participated in this campaign in some way, 503 who participated before Election Day. They put so many hours into this effort. And in the areas that we focused, in the areas we door knocked, what we saw was a disproportionately large swing against the Liberals. In overall terms, we've seen a swing against the Liberals here, despite the fact that nationwide they've done very well. So I think it's a very positive result for us. One thing we've proven is this, and I'm sure you will acknowledge this, pretty much every journalist I've spoken to said we had no chance of getting Zed below quota. And before that, no chance of getting Gary Humphries below quota when he was the assumed candidate. And now what we've seen is that we've done it. And I think that is an amazing effort, because we've convinced everybody in Canberra finally that this actually is a marginal seat, that we actually can be successful here.
Because that was the assumption. Is that what you got back from all the journalists? Come on, it's always one Liberal, one Labor.
Exactly.
That's the history in the ACT.
I don't think they'll be saying that next time, given how close this one's been.
But was that about you, and given your profile as the former director of GetUp?
I don't believe so. I think our analysis, and we're still completing this, but so far our analysis, and you can analyse these things, makes it very clear that it's the on-the-ground effort, it's the volunteers who decided to do all of that work and with great passion. You know, we held over 90 dinner parties around Canberra in the first few months recruiting volunteers. There were literally tens of thousands of hours put into this effort, and it just goes to show how much we can achieve. Obviously, we're frustrated by some of the preference arrangements that were put together. I'm sure we'll get to that. But at the end of the day, we're very proud of what the effort was put forward by our campaign team, by our volunteers, and certainly I'm very thankful to my friends and family who also put a huge amount in.
It's been in the news that the Animal Justice Party, which was in first place on the ACT Senate ballot paper, directed its preferences to the Liberals because they were retaliating about Greens MLA Shane Rattenbury's authorisation of the kangaroo cull. How big a factor has that been for you?
Well, if that hadn't been the case, I wouldn't be conceding today. This would come right down to the wire, and we wouldn't know till next Tuesday what the result would be either way. But because of that factor, because the Animal Justice Party chose to preference the Liberals, it's clear to me that the hurdle is too great for us to leap over now to be successful at this election.
So it's come down to the Animal Justice Party.
Well, that's why I'm conceding today. We'll have
so it's
to
a
wait
big day for
Tuesday.
Them, then.
Let's be clear that while I'm disappointed in that result, the best thing we can do now is try to work to rebuild that relationship. relationship. The last thing we should be doing is focusing on retribution and on laying blame. That there's no real relevance to doing that. What we need to be doing is working on making sure that we're successful in 3 years' time, because have a look at that Senate that we've got now. It shows you that this was a nationally significant seat.